Welcome to the Transcend Your Health Podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope everyone is doing fantastic. I had a wonderful weekend. It was nice and sunny. We got a break from all the rain here in the mitten. So I'm ready to rock. I hope you guys are doing well. So I'm super excited to talk about the five strategies to help you ditch the binging, the guilt, and the added extra weight when it comes to overeating. Now, these are just some strategies that you can use right now to help get you started. So let's just dive right in. So the first one is super simple. It's aim for good enough and not perfect. So often when I coach women, they want to be perfect on their meal plans, on their diets. And the truth is that it's never going to happen. There's no such thing as being perfect, and life happens, things happen. So don't try to be so perfect, right? You aim for good enough. You know, if you're going by a meal plan, which I strongly suggest not doing, but if you're someone that wants to be on a meal plan and you're trying to follow it, you know, give yourself some leeway. You have to remember, the decent method you follow is better than the perfect one that you quit. And that's what generally happens, right? When we're on a diet, we end up quitting because there's too many food rules. And that's the second one. Let go of food rules. Food rules tell you what you can and cannot eat, when and when you can't, how much to eat, and where you can eat. And, you know, it's just, there's so many rules, and rules take up a lot of mental real estate. And they also set you up for disinhibition. So what I like to call it is the fuck it factor. And this is what I mean, right? So let's say your rule number one is don't eat carbs. So that means no sandwiches, no croutons on your salad, no potatoes, no toast with your omelet at brunch, right? No bagels and cream cheese, no donuts, right? Rule number one is just don't eat carbs. But okay, it's Friday night and you find yourself out with your husband or your friends or your family, and everyone's having beer and pizza. And so you're sitting there as everyone's ordering, and you decide to order a salad and maybe some, I don't know, soup on the side, right? And then all the food comes to the table. There's bread baskets. Someone orders like the shareable fries, so they're just in the middle of the table. And sooner or later, you find yourself just giving up, right? You give in and you grab a slice. This is the fuck it factor, right? You decided to just go in, grab a biscuit, grab a roll, eat a bunch of fries. And this means to yourself that you've blown your diet. So you might as well just keep eating. And this just inserts cue the binge and uncomfortable after effects, right? So in your brain, you're like, fuck it, I've blown it. I'm just going to keep eating. So maybe you just keep eating more fries, and all of a sudden you just become, you know, the fry queen. You've got the basket by your face and you're just shoving it in. It's either that, or then you decide, hey, I'm going to order dessert. So then you order the ice cream, cookie pie, brownie sundae. And it's just this, it's the fuck it, right? I'm over it. I can't do this right now. Rule number one was just way too hard. So you might as well give up on food rules. Let them go, because they don't really help anybody or anything. They just make you want to binge and overeat even more. And then you leave that experience feeling guilty and ashamed, and you just end up in that cycle again. The third strategy is to start owning your choices. And this is what I mean. Do you ever find yourself bartering, making deals or trades or swaps related to food? Right. In my journey, I was always making a deal with myself. I was always bargaining, right? Like, okay, Erin, if you turn down dessert today, that means this weekend you can just pony up and you can eat all the pizza, all the pie, all the cake, all the cookies that you want, right? So if you've done this, you know what I mean, right? You're trading off. Okay, I'm not going to eat this today, so then tomorrow I can have this. This mindset is considered like a good deed one, right? I put that in quotes, a good deed mindset. It gives you license to rebel elsewhere, right? If I'm good today, I can be bad tomorrow. And these trades rarely pay off. They usually just amount to a lot of, again, mental energy, mental exhaustion. And when you are going through all these mental gymnastics, they help you avoid making tough decisions. And they help you to justify your overeating, right? So, oh, but I was good yesterday. So that means today I can have A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, right? All day long. So trading off, bartering, it's a way that we justify. It is a sabotage that we do to ourselves. These mind games undermine your goals and your authority. They take away your power over your decisions. And if you want to stop binge eating, this is what it's about. It's about taking back your control and having power over food. So instead, make food decisions by acknowledging the outcome you would expect based off of all your past experiences. I'm not one to talk about the past, like the past is the reason why you binge and overeat, but your experiences that you've had with binging and overeating can help you now. So make your decisions, acknowledge the outcomes based on what you did before. So let's just say, you know, today is Thursday and, you know, tomorrow you're going to go out with your girlfriend. So today you decide, I'm not going to be quote unquote bad because tomorrow I'm going to go out with my girls. Think about how that resulted last time, right? How did that end up? Did you end up feeling bloated? Did you end up feeling guilty? Did you end up feeling ashamed? How did the next day go, right? Did you overcompensate? Did you exercise, for an extra hour? Or did you not eat as much? Like, start to think about what happened so that you can start owning your choices. So, for example, I'm going to choose to eat this box of cookies on Friday night. And if I do this, I know I'm going to feel sick. And then I'm going to feel guilty. And then I'm going to like hate myself, right? So acknowledge what the outcome could be. And then after that, give yourself permission if you want to, right? So I'm going to eat this box of cookies on Friday night and I'm going to feel sick. I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to feel ashamed. I'm going to feel bloated. But you know what? I'm fine with it, right? When you give yourself that permission, when you acknowledge your outcome, your decision, it makes it real. And inside, you have to actually deal with it. I'm fine with it. So when you say I'm fine with it, that means after you eat that box of cookies, eat the tub of ice cream, eat the whole pizza, there can be no regrets, no shame, no guilt. You know what your outcome is. In the end, this is your choice. And this is something that we are starting to give back to ourselves, because when we binge eat, we really don't feel like we have a choice, which actually we do. Every option is a choice, every chance is a choice. But when we're so deep in that binging fog, in that mindset, we don't feel like we have one. By doing this, by owning your choices, you are admitting out loud to yourself, in your head, whatever it may be, I'm fine with it. It is your choice to have the outcome that's going to happen. Because the reality is you are free to eat and drink anything that you want. You get to choose your behavior. But while you're choosing your behavior, just remember that different choices produce different outcomes. So you have to think, what is the outcome that I want? Do I want to feel sick and bloated and guilty and ashamed? Or do I want to feel good, light, energized, and another step closer to my goal? The fourth strategy is stop rationalizing, right? I coach women, and weekends present all sorts of uncomfortable or they present all sorts of comfortable justifications for eating a bunch of crap, right? And by crap, I just mean, you know, like going to McDonald's and ordering like the Big Mac because it's the easiest and convenient thing versus going home and making your own Big Mac, right? You know, just maybe grabbing food here and there from like Starbucks or Tim Hortons, just nothing that's super nutritious, nothing that's really satisfying or filling, right? And we rationalize by saying, oh, but we were just too busy, right? Or I was traveling. I had to work late. The family, you know, had something to do. The kids had extra soccer practice. You will find an excuse, right? You will justify your excuses. You will find a reason to be okay with why you chose to eat, you know, Chipotle versus going home and making your own like rice bowl, right? Any excuse is going to do. As long as you can find that excuse, you are a powerless victim of circumstance. I just want you to hear that. Any excuse is going to do because you're going to find it. And when you do, you are a powerless victim of circumstance. You let your circumstances dictate how you're going to react, right? You rationalize it. The kids had extra soccer practice. They won at McDonald's. That does not mean you have to go through the McDonald's drive-thru and order yourself a Big Mac. Pretty sure there is another restaurant nearby, maybe Chipotle, Qdoba, right? That has a better option for you. Or if you know, you're at McDonald's, you can get the salad. You don't have to get the Big Mac and the fries and the soft drink. You don't have to. You made that choice and then you rationalize it by saying, but the kids wanted McDonald's. You could go home and eat what was in your fridge, right? Or business meetings. Oh, but they brought in pizza, salad, and soup and breadsticks. That does not mean that you had to eat six pieces of pizza, four breadsticks, right? Just because that is the circumstance the boss brought in all this food doesn't mean that you have to eat it. You're rationalizing. You're making an excuse because in your brain, it's true. The boss did bring in food, but you did not have to indulge in that. You could have had two cups of soup and a salad. You could have had a piece of pizza and soup. You chose to overeat on the food and you rationalized it and made and excused it by the fact that the boss brought it in. All right. Busyness, boredom, travel, work, family, it does not inherently cause overeating. You overeat and drink too much because you choose to, right? Your explanation matches whatever happens to be going on at the time. Rationalizations are just convenient scripts, right? They help us make sense and they perpetuate the overeating and other unhelpful behaviors when it comes to binging emotional overeating. The fifth strategy is just to give up on cheat days. If you know my background, fitness has always been my thing, even though I've had my own struggles. But, you know, in the fitness world, right, mostly it's cheat days. And the reason for cheat days is because, you know, you're trying to lose weight and you're in such a low calorie deficit, call it cheat days, refeed, you know, your body needs to get those extra calories to get your metabolism going. All a bunch of BS, especially when it comes to being a serious binge and emotional overeater. And this I had to learn the hard way. Psychologically, this plays mind games and it can really screw you up when you have quote unquote cheat days. First, it labels food as bad, right? So it means that during the week, you know, your broccoli, chicken, fish, sweet potatoes, those are all good. But now that I want to have a slice of pizza or a burger, I'm cheating. That's just wrong, okay? So first and foremost, it's labeling food as good or bad. Second, you spend all week avoiding the food that you want, right? So maybe on Tuesday, I really want a burger, but I can't have it because I'm being so good during the week that when the weekend comes or, you know, whatever your cheat day is, you know, you just go hog wild all day, right? Or maybe it's just a cheat meal, but that meal can mean anything, right? There's no parameters on what a meal really is. You just eat until you're full and stuffed, and that's your cheat meal, right? And then when you have your cheat day or cheat meal, as the evening comes to an end, you start to freak out, right? You start to be like, oh my God, my cheat day is over. The fun is over. So you end up maybe having an extra drink, eating a little bit more because tomorrow it's back to reality. Back to reality. I got to be good, quote unquote, good again, right? I got to be faithful and compliant to my diet and the rules, and that's no fun. You know, scarcity makes us feel anxious. It makes us feel needy. And, you know, right now, according to this, during the pandemic, in the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of scarcity, right? We were going to the grocery stores and there was no food. And it makes you feel anxious. And so when we feel anxious, it's the brain's job to like make sure that you're okay. So the brain does whatever it needs to do to make you be okay and stay alive. The brain doesn't understand the difference between there's just no meat on the freezer shelf versus, we're not going to have food all winter. It feels threat. Scarcity means threat. So let's just eat all the food, right? And when you eat all the food and you binge out, that's when you binge, you overeat, you gain weight, right? And then all the things start happening, the guilt, the shame, regret, and everything else. So you have scarcity, and the counter to a scarcity mindset is abundance, right? And abundance can be tricky because if we are overabundant with our food, then we tend to feel like, oh, well, I have so much of it. I can just keep eating because I can always get more, right? But there's a fine line, and that's a whole nother episode. But to counter scarcity is abundance. And when there's abundance, there's no need to cheat because you have it, right? You have the food. You have the ability to eat when and where you want. This is what I call in the program normalizing food, right? It's there for you when you want to eat it. There's no need to cheat. In fact, you aren't cheating. You're not cheating on anything or anyone, right? The only thing you're doing is cheating yourself out of eating food that you find pleasurable and that you know will probably keep you satisfied and full, right? What and when you eat is up to you. What and when you eat is up to you and your hunger and your fullness cues, no matter what day of the week it is. It does not matter. If you are hungry, right, and you say, I want a burger, eat the freaking burger. You don't have to wait for a specific day. What's the difference between eat it today on Tuesday at 4 o'clock versus Wednesday at 4 o'clock? It's still the freaking burger. And you enjoyed it. It was good. Move on with life. You don't need to wait. There's no cheating. The only thing you're doing is cheating yourself out of recovery. Look at it that way. So those were the five strategies. Again, they are basically just number one, aim for good enough, not perfect, own your choices, stop rationalizing, stop being the victim, give up on cheat days. And then lastly, I want to let you know about this little method. It's called the clean plate method. I actually learned it in my level one precision nutrition coaching. And basically, the clean slate method that I'm going to share with you, it just means that after any and every quote unquote fuck it, fuck up, screw up, whatever you want to call it, you get to have a fresh start. Okay. And this is just true throughout the whole game. After you quote unquote mess up, even though you really can't mess this up, because in order to binge, you have to binge, or in order to end binge eating, you are going to binge eat. That's the only way you learn. So it's not really a screw up, but in our minds, because of the way that we are conditioned through society with diet culture, it's considered a screw up, right? After you have this little moment, right, you emerge from the binge fog, you get to start over fresh. Okay. So you overate on Friday night, no problem. You wake up Saturday morning and you start again. You don't try to compensate, right? You just go on with life as normal. You don't pay back the damage by going to the gym and working out an extra hour, right? You don't try to like figure out how to not eat as much throughout the day because you did so bad yesterday, so now you got to eat even less today. No, clean slate. You pick yourself back up, you dust yourself off, and you go back to doing your best. You go back to aiming for good enough and not perfect. Now, these strategies that I just talked about to help you ditch the binge, the guilt, and the overeating, extra weight, these are just little things that you can start implementing throughout your everyday life, right? It's not going to be the end-all, the cure-all, because there's a little more that goes to it when it comes to binge and overeating. But these are good strategies to start with, right? So with that said, as always, if you have questions, comments, please send me an email, erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to answer your questions. Please check out the Binge to Balance training. I have actually just finished a whole new online training course. It's self-paced. It's packed with all kinds of videos, information, worksheets, recipes, so many tools for you to start your recovery to end binge and emotional overeating. My purpose is to get you from binge to balance. And I know it's a struggle. I know it's hard, but I'm here for you and I want to hear from you. So please, if you have questions, email me and let's talk. I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Your support means a lot to me. If anything in this episode resonated with you, I would love to know. Drop me a message at Erin Avery Fitness on Instagram. And if you want to reach out, please email me at erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I want to make sure that I can reach as many people as possible. So please share, rate, and review the show on your social media. I would love to shout you out and even give away some free one-on-one coaching. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.